And so as we let these words from our unity reading just open our hearts and our minds, we take this time apart in prayer and in meditation. So I invite you to relax and to let go and to breathe, to begin opening to the inflow of the great divine living presence. And as we allow the vibration of the toning bowl to resonate in the very heart of our being, we recognize that activity of spirit that is the lifeblood of all of who we are. And so with each breath that we take, as we relax and we let go, we open ourselves, allowing that divine light and love that is the essence of goodness, of godness, to work in and through us right now as a healing blessing, to bring light to those places where we may feel challenged or separate or apart. We let that healing light move through every part of us. We let it shine in the thoughts in our minds, to allow wisdom to flow more gently, more deeply. We allow the light of love to move in the heart of our being to remind us that we are beloved of divine pure being, of spirit, of God. That unconditional love surrounds us, supports us, upholds us through every activity in our lives. And we can center ourselves in that love for comfort, for renewal, to be lifted up, to be guided forward. And on this time of celebrating Memorial Day and the remembrance of so many who have given their all for freedom, we allow ourselves to be grateful, to recognize the ways in which we walk forward, manifesting and creating freedom in our world. And we recognize that it is the divine spirit of God that moves through us, that allows us to release our own bonds of limiting thoughts and ideas and beliefs in order to walk more clearly, more graciously, with great purpose, with enthusiasm, with an open receptivity to abundance and manifesting goodness in our world. And so as we relax into this living presence, as we breathe into it, as we feel it moving through every part of our body, we take this time apart to move into silence, to move into our own inner sanctuary, where we commune with, where we are immersed in that living holy presence of all source, as we listen, as we receive, and as we are renewed in the silence. And so with gratitude in our hearts, with a sense of our own oneness with all that is, we let our light shine forth as a blessing, creatively walking in the truth of who we are, expressing our own ideas, living into divine purpose. And from this light, we send forth our blessing to those who are in our prayer box, and we speak aloud the names of those who we would wish to especially bless at this time. David. Jan. And so we are grateful as we know that through this spoken word, that the energy and the light of God go forth in waves of healing, love, and grace. And we say thank you for that activity and for the opportunity to be a part of the oneness of all that is. We pray this in and through the light.
The ushers would please come forward to collect the prayer partner slips.
Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Take charge of what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a state of peacefulness, and know that God is always there.